This is Fresh Air. Chilean author Elio Trabuco Zeran's 2015 debut novel, The Remainder, was a finalist for the International Booker Prize. Her nonfiction book, When Women Kill, was a finalist for the 2023 National Book Critics Circle Award in Criticism. Her latest novel is called Clean. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan says the world it depicts is anything but. Here's her review.
A woman named Estela Garcia sits alone in an interrogation cell and begins talking to the police she assumes are listening in from another room. She's 40 years old, born to a single mother in the Chilean countryside. 7 years earlier, she'd traveled to the city of Santiago in search of work and was hired by a wealthy couple to be their housemaid and nanny to their soon-to-be-born daughter, Julia. That daughter, now 7, has just been found dead in the family swimming pool. Whether the cause of her death will be deemed an accident, suicide, or foul play, we don't know. But if it's the latter, Estela is the chief suspect. We readers learn almost all of this information in the first pages of Clean, a slim, extraordinary novel by Chilean author Elio Trabuco Zeran, translated into English by Sophie Hughes. But here's something we never learn, what Estela looks like. I've sat still in Estela's company for hours, raptly reading her story and hearing her voice. Yet it wasn't until I began describing the premise of this novel that I realized I have no idea of Estela's appearance beyond the general categories of gender and age. Through the brilliance of her writing, Zeran lulls readers into the same haughty blindness as Estela's employers. To the señor, a doctor, and the señora, who works for some kind of corporation, invisible Estela simply is what she does for them. Making the bed, airing the rooms, scrubbing the vomit out of the rug, cooking and serving their meals, bleaching the sweat and dirt out of their clothes, and attending to their surly child, who even as a baby had to be coaxed to eat. In its narrative structure, Clean may sound like a suspense story, but it's really a memoir in miniature narrated by Estela, a sharp woman who's had to funnel her life into the rooms of her employer's house. Claustrophobia would have been a good alternative title for this novel, which is set almost exclusively in interior spaces. Why stay inside with Estela, you may ask? The answer is her voice. Listen to this passage, where Estela, in her cell, answers the question she assumes is on the minds of her unseen inquisitors, as well as us readers. By now, Estela says, you're probably wondering why I stayed. My answer is the following. Why do you stay in your jobs, in your pokey offices, in the factories and the shops on the other side of this wall? I never stopped believing I would leave that house, but routine is treacherous. The repetition of the same rituals. Open your eyes, close them, chew, swallow, brush your hair, brush your teeth. Each one an attempt to gain mastery over time. A month, a week, the length and breadth of a life. There are so many sentences in this closely observed novel where an image or comment suddenly swerves matters from the mundane to the revelatory. For instance, when Estela, in an answer to an ad, first shows up at her employer's address, the señora, then pregnant, looks her up and down, while the señor doesn't even make eye contact. He was texting on his phone, as Estela recalls, and without even glancing up, pointed at the kitchen door. When Julia, as a 2-year-old, begins to bite her nails so compulsively her cuticles bleed, Estela comments, I kept thinking about the girl, about her chubby, idle hands, always ready to pop those nails into her mouth. I never bit my nails. My mama didn't either. I suppose for that, you'd need to have your hands free. Through the years, tensions within and beyond the House escalate as protests against income inequality rock the city. Even Estella's own behavior becomes less tamped down. For instance, she illicitly cares for a street dog in the laundry room of the House, an assertion of autonomy that, in a roundabout way, leads to that prison cell. Clean is an intense novel about class and power and the kind of deep-down rot that lingers despite the most vigorous scrubbing.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Clean by Aliyah Trabuco-Zeran. If you'd like to catch up on interviews you've missed, like our conversation with actor Riley Keough, who collaborated with her mother, Lisa Marie Presley, to finish Lisa Marie's memoir before her death, or with reproductive rights historian Mary Ziegler, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. And to find out what's happening behind the scenes of our show and get our producers' recommendations for what to watch, read, and listen to, subscribe to our free newsletter at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director is Audrey Bentham. Our engineer today is Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producers are Molly C.V. Nesper and Sabrina Seward. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.